Hey guys, it's Brandon Tyson, and I'm on my school computer right now because I'm still at school, but I wanted to do this recording for you. Let me just disable the progress bars real quick. I'm just gonna do that quick. There we go. Maybe? Let's see.
Beeps. Talk.
Let's see.
Object present. Check. Not checked the report. Check debug progress. Okay. Check debug progress. Not checked. And maybe.
Okay. Okay.
Sound recorder window.
Okay. So I'm going to show you in this recording how to use the scheduled tasks thing, and we're going to make a new task. So to get there, you can do it from the command prompt, or you can do it from control panel, but I'm going to do it from control panel.
Run dialog.
So I'm going to type in
desktop list.
Control panel.
Selected Mozilla, all control panel items window. Action center, link action center.
Now I'm going to go to administrative tools.
Administrative tools, link administrative tools.
Press enter.
Administrative tools window. Items view list. Not selected AMD Vision Engine Control Center list item AMD Vision Engine Control Center. Not selected AMD Vision Engine Control Center list item AMD Vision Engine Control Center.
Now I'm going to press T.
Selected task scheduler list item task scheduler.
Press enter.
Tooltip diagnose performance issues and collect performance data. Task scheduler local. Task scheduler local.
Okay. I'm now going to press Shift F10 to open the context menu.
Context pop-up menu.
Go down.
Connect to another create basic task. Create task. Menu item 3 of 14.
Create task. Here we go. Press enter.
Pop-up menu. Name. Editable text alt plus M.
Okay, name. I'll call this, because I'm using Code Factory's Eloquence on here, and I need to remember to deactivate it. So I'm going to type, here, I'm going to turn on this.
Deactivate.
Turn off typed words.
On.
Whoops.
Off. Description. Editable text alt plus D. Change user or group. Push button. Check run only when user is logged on radio button alt plus R.
We'll do that.
Not check run with highest privileges checkbox alt plus I.
We don't need to run with highest privileges.
Not checked hidden checkbox alt plus E. Collapse configure for combo box Windows Vista trademark sign Windows Server trademark sign 2008 alt plus C. Location editable text backslash. OK push button. Cancel push button. Page tab list. Selected general page tab 1 of 6. Selected triggers page tab 2 of 7.
We'll use that tab. Next, this will let us choose the date and time.
New push button alt plus N.
You have to push the new button, so I'm going to press alt N for that. It will come up. I'm gonna try tabbing.
Okay, push. Collapse, begin the task. Combo box on the schedule, alt plus G.
Yep, so I'm just gonna tab forward so
cancel,
it'll
push
go
button.
Back around.
Check one time radio button, alt plus N.
I want it one time only.
11-23-2016, drop down 11-23-2016.
Okay, so it's a drop down. So I want June.
10-23-2016. 9, 8, 7, 6, 20, 3,
so I'm using
20,
my down
16.
Arrow to adjust. I'm currently on the, this is a drop control. So basically, you use the up and down arrow keys to navigate up and down the current column, and then you use left and right arrow keys to basically say which way, like you want to use the left and right arrow keys to move between the different sections. So because this is a date control, the drop control has the month, and then if I go right, now if I use up and down arrow,
6/24/2016.
I'm adjusting the day, so I want to take this down a ways.
6/23, 6/22, 6/21, 6/20, 6/19, 6/18, 6/17, 6/16, 6/15, 6/14, 6/13, 6/12, 6/11, 6/10, 6/9, 6/8, 6/7/26, 6/6, 6/7/2016.
Let's choose 6-7, so June 7th we'll have this occur. Then we'll press right arrow again to move to the years column and press up arrow.
6-7-2017.
There we go. We will tab.
3:44, 11 p.m. drop down 3:44, 11 p.m.
This is another drop control, this time for the time at which it will run the task. I'm going to use the arrow keys to move through this drop control.
2:44, 11 p.m.
That's actually almost right. 2:45. So I'm pressing right arrow, then up 2, arrow.
45.
Yep.
11 p.m.
Then I'm gonna adjust the seconds to 00.
2:45, 10 p.m. 2:45, 02:45, 00 p.m.
PM is okay. I'll press tab.
Not check synchronize across time zones. Checkbox Alt plus Z.
I'll press this.
Checked. Not check delay task for up to random delay. Checkbox Alt plus K.
I don't want that.
Not check delay task. Not check repeat task every. Checkbox Alt plus P.
I don't want it to repeat it every.
Not check stop task if it runs longer than. Checkbox. Not check expire. Checkbox Alt. Check enable. Checkbox Alt. Collapse. Begin the task. OK. Push button.
Next, I'll press OK.
Create task window. New. Push button. Edit. Push. Delete. Push. OK. Push. Cancel. Push. Page tab list. Select the triggers page tab 2 of 7.
The next tab we have to look at is...
Selected actions page tab 3 of 8.
Actions page tab. So, with using the actions page, we can adjust what this task will do. So I'm going to press tab.
List. 0 items.
There are no actions set up right now, as indicated. I'm going to press tab.
New. Push button Alt plus N.
I'm going to press the new button. We now
combo box start a program Alt plus I.
We could do a number of different things. I want to both start a program and display a message, and we can do that. So for start a program, I'm gonna press tab.
Program slash script. Editable text Alt plus P.
I'm gonna type the path to the program I wanna run. It was a very simple thing I made in BGT that will play the Windows critical stop sound 5 times, so I called it alarm.bgt and compiled it as alarm.exe for situations just like this, where I just want something simple. So I'm gonna do I don't know if I can
program slash script.
So I'll just
editable
let it
text read it. C backslash users backslash the Sombra 97 backslash documents backslash alarm. X Alt plus P.
There we go.
Browse. Add arguments. Optional. Editable text Alt plus A. Start in. Optional. Editable text Alt plus T. Okay, push press. Create
I'll
task
push
window.
Okay.
New push button
I'll
Alt
press
plus N.
The new button again.
Pressed. New action window. Collapsed action. Combo box start a program Alt plus I.
I'll down arrow to
send an email. Display a message.
Display a message. Let's see if there's anything else we can do.
Send an email. Start a program.
Those are the three.
Send an email. Display a message.
We'll do display a message. Tab.
Title. Editable text Alt plus T. E-A-C-T-I-V-A-T-E-D-F-E-F-Q-U-E-N-C-E. Deactivate eloquence. Message. Editable text Alt plus M. P-L-E-A-S-E, please. R-E-N-N-B-E-R, please remember.
Let's clear that.
R, please remember R.
I'm gonna just delete.
R, R. Remember to deactivate eloquence. Remember to deactivate. Remember to deactivate eloquence since he won't have his computer ready. Remember to deactivate eloquence since he won't have his computer anymore. Okay, push button.
And I'll press OK.
Create task window. New. Push. Delete. Push. Okay, push button.
I'll press the OK button to finish adding actions.
Delete. Okay.
Actually,
selected actions.
We want to go to the next screen before we press OK.
Selected conditions page, tab 4 of 9.
That is the conditions page. I'm going to press tab.
Not check start the task only if the computer is idle for. Checkbox alt plus C.
We want that unchecked.
Check start the task only if the computer is on AC power. Checkbox alt plus
C. We want this unchecked, so I'll press space.
Not checked. Start
tab.
The task only if the computer is on AC power. Not check wait the computer to run this task. Checkbox alt plus W.
Hold on, I'm going to take this phone call quick. Hi there. I'll be right out there.
I have 5 minutes.
Okay.
Don't rush too much. You got 5 minutes.
Okay.
Alright.
Yep.
I'll be there in 5.
Okay, yep. I'll finish this recording I'm doing, so. Yep.
Right.
Bye. Okay. So the next page is the conditions tab, and I've unchecked the box saying to run it only if the system is on AC.
Not check start the task only if the computer is on AC power. Checkbox alt plus P. Not check wake the computer to run this task. Checkbox alt plus W. Not check start only if the following network connection is available. Checkbox alt plus Y. Okay, push, cancel, push, page tab list. Selected settings page tab 5 of 10. Check day and load task to mirror. Page tab list.
Okay. I don't think we need to do anything on the settings page.
Cancel. Okay.
So I'm going to press OK.
Pressed. Task view pop-up menu. Outline.
Okay.
Selected collapse.
It should
list.
Be.
Not selected 89,001.
On there. I'm going to press D.
D. View pop-up menu. Window. List. Selected first hour non-advisory.
Where is that?
View pop-up menu. Outline. Select. List. Selected deactivate eloquence list item status. Ready. Triggers. A 2:45 p.m. on 6/7/2017. Next run time. 6/7/2017. 2:45:00 p.m. Last run time. Never. Author. TCAPS / Tassandra 97. Created. 11/23/2016. 3:52:34 p.m. 6/19. Selected deactivate eloquence list item status. View pop-up menu.
I'm not sure why it's saying view pop-up menu, but we are all set, so I'm going to press Alt F4.
Administrative tools window. All control. Sound.
And get out of there, and I'm going to
NVDA.
Re-enable the progress bars.
Not check, check, say, not okay, push, not check, debug progress bar updates, checkbox. Checked. Okay, push, NVDA.
And
recording.
If you want to contact me, my information is on my page. And for those of you who celebrate, for those of you in the U.S., I hope you have a happy Thanksgiving. Thanks for listening.